Blog Talk Radio.
Somehow it is Wednesday, and somehow Adrian and myself have found ourselves in a situation where we were not supposed to be here. We were going to be in our new location, and everything went to pot there. So, hey everybody, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully just one more week, but if not, bear with us. Of course, this is the Soon to Be Cat Lady podcast, and of course, I am Soon to Be Cat Lady. Normally, of course, I am joined by the lovely and talented at @A_Dude79, who is with me, and usually now the lovely, talented, and ranty at Benjamin Cruzy, but Benjamin Cruzy has the night off, so A-Dude, it is just you and me today.
Like old times.
Like old times, we invited Ben when he lost his job, and I think he's going to stick around. He had told me he was going to be here, and then I tweeted that he was, and then he texted me. He's like, oh, P.S., can't be on the show tonight. Sorry, forgot to tell you.
Yeah, so. The diva comes out already. I'm telling you, this is you gotta right? Be here. This is show business.
His parents are in town, so he gets an excuse this time.
Oh, okay.
But you and I are both on our sexy new microphones. Hopefully it sounds okay. For those of you listening, tweet us in #MeowCast to participate during the show. Hey, dude, guess what?
What, Catlini?
It is my birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I had a terrible work day today, so I'm sorry. You're right. It is your birthday. Happy birthday. I'm so feeling such a scumbag. See,
don't worry about it.
Well, I'm not into my birthday. I don't care about my birthday. So I just then in turn forget about everybody else's.
No, and that's okay. We are not saying the dirty TH word. I've decided that moving forward, starting today, if we are going to reference my age, we are going to use Roman numerals.
Oh, just call it poon and be done with it.
No.
When
it's my birthday.
When you're poon years old.
That is terrible. No, we do not say the P word on Cat Lady's birthday. Hey, dude. God. No, Roman numerals. Can you tell me what my Roman numerals are, please?
XXX.
Sure are. That is much more impressive than that dirty TH word.
Well, ironically, XXX talks about or alludes to porn, and porn has poon.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop
Either
it.
That or a really shitty Vin Diesel movie.
Well, I wanted to... We didn't really have a plan for this podcast because it was... I don't know. Today I was busy today. You were busy today.
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
No. There is definitely a plan for this podcast. So, as I said, it's my birthday today. The big 30 that I'm kind of upset about, but whatever.
30.
Okay, anyway. So I was at work because I'm an adult now, so I shouldn't take my birthday off. So I went into work, and my coworkers were all sweet. They decorated my desk, and at my Grupa gave me a card with a cat on it with a burnt-up cupcake. That is on Instagram, soon to be Cat Lady on Instagram. And things were going well. And at about 11 o'clock this morning, I turned around because I was getting up, and there was someone at my desk with a package of flowers. And they said, Cat Lady, this came to the door for you. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it's flowers. That's so sweet. And I opened the flowers up, and there was a card. And the card said, roses are red, violets are blue. Guess who sent these to you? So I got anonymous flowers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Sexy, right? Right.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, have you ever sent anonymous flowers to somebody?
No.
No. Would you?
No.
No. Why?
Because you want to know, you want to let the person know you got, you know, who it's from.
Like, you want credit for the flowers.
Sure.
Well, and everyone at work started gushing right away. Oh, my gosh, you got flowers. Who are they from? And I said, I don't know, and I hate this game. And they're like, what? And I handed everybody the card. And they're like, you hate this game? Said, yes, this is terrible. I said, because now I don't know who they're from, so I have to guess. And I'm probably going to guess wrong, so I'm going to go to such and such a person. Actually, the first person I asked, hey, dude, was you. I emailed you, and I said, did you send me flowers?
I'm not that smart.
Well, I didn't think you did, but at the same time, like, I guess I wouldn't put it completely past you. But right. You said no, and so that was, like, the start of it. Okay, so I'm asking people if they're sending me flowers. They say no. I mean, I'm sure you didn't, like, feel bad or anything, but there's going to be some people. Some people responded, oh, no, I should have thought to do that. I'm sorry. Like, that's not what I wanted. Like, okay.
Next year, you're going to get, like, 50 bouquets from, like, anonymous. You're going to get flooded with flowers.
But then let's take the other approach. Let's say I would have asked you and you were just being a smartass and you were like, yep, I sent them to you. Oh, thanks, A-Dude. That's great. And then I'm done. And you didn't.
Right. Which that would have been the smart thing for A-Dude to do. Take
A-Dude
credit.
Was not on his A-game this morning.
No, it was not on my A-game at all today. Sorry.
So I was like, okay, so A-Dude didn't send me flowers. So I kind of, in my brain, mapped out a list of people who it wouldn't surprise me if they sent me flowers. So I had I'll call him a suitor of mine. Wouldn't put it past him. There's a girl at work who I always get flowers for on her birthday, so I wouldn't have put it past her. Family. And so kind of one by one, and a couple of close friends, Velvet. So one by one, I kind of started reaching out, hey, could you get me flowers?
Mm.
No. Or, oh, well, I thought about it. Or no. And, oh, but how's your birthday going? And all this stuff.
Mm.
Okay. So I went to lunch, not knowing where these flowers came from. And I actually went to lunch with Meg Grupa. And we're sitting chatting and she's kind of going over options with me. But finally I was like, do I ask, you know, a guy that I've been out with once or twice lately? Do I ask him that? Is that weird?
Is and that we decided, who I think no, you're talking about?
What?
Am I thinking about the same person that you're talking about right now?
I have no idea. I can't read your mind, A-Dude. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to blurt it out.
Decided...
Never mind. I'll shut up.
Anyway. Okay. Well, we decided that, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. You know, did you send flowers? He wrote back, no, you know, but happy birthday. I'm like, oh, that's not what I want. Like, I feel like I'm, like, trying to go out of my way to tell people it's my birthday, which, don't get me wrong, in some instances, yes, like, all day today, Twitter, it's my birthday, whatever, I don't care. So I go get back from lunch, and I'm getting mad. Because I don't like this game. I'm getting all of these no responses. It's really frustrating. And, like, even my coworker turned to me, she's like, how's your day going? I'm like, it's really frustrating. And she's like, why? I said, because I don't know where these flowers came from. And, like, I'm getting to, like, the bottom of my list of people who it would be acceptable to get flowers from. And after that list, if no one has done this, like, I don't even think I want to know. Because at this point, it could be, it's kind of creepy. Then she's like, yeah, I guess I could see that, whatever. Long story, super short now.
I don't know that it's super short, Kathleen.
End of the workday, not quite end of the workday, almost end of the workday. I went on a break, went for a walk, came back, and there was another thing of flowers at my desk.
Oh, my.
Right? So I open that up, and there's no card or anything. And so now I'm extra confused. Like, okay, there's more flowers. This is weird. And I looked to my coworker and I said, are these from you? And she said, yeah, I got you those. I said, oh, well, thank you. That's nice. She goes, yeah, I got you the other ones too. What?
Oh.
So all day I was sitting mad, frustrating, and I didn't get told till the end of the day that they were from my coworker who sits right next to me.
Boy, I'll tell you what, cat lady, talk about suffering to get two sets of flowers and not know who. How heavy is that cross? I mean, unbelievable. What you go through on a daily basis is just remarkable. And you spring back.
No,
from
and
it.
You're being an asshole. Like, it's obviously very nice to get flowers. But at the same time, like, if someone's, like, clearly frustrated and, like, I don't know. Like, where these came from, like, I wish I knew. Like, I almost started getting into weird territory where I was going to ask some people that likely didn't send them if they sent them. Like, I didn't want to text the guy that I've dated a couple times about
right.
it.
You know, well, like, now, I've just... got some... So, let me ask you some questions, because I hear you,
sure.
And now it sparks some questions for me. The first question is, you were running through your head, oh my gosh, who got me flowers? You were coming up with all sorts of scenarios, and don't tell me you weren't because you're a girl. When you found out, it was your coworker, okay,
mm-hmm.
Were you relieved or were you let down?
I'm going to lean towards let down.
Yeah,
not,
it's okay.
Not be-
yeah.
Only because it was kind of strange, but at the same, like, sending flowers with a note like that, that's risky. Because let's say they were from a guy who was just calling me. Let's say they were from a dude and he sent an anonymous note. If I got that and I was also seeing other people, like, you have to be really secure in your relationship with someone to send flowers without your name on it.
Yeah, and she's your coworker,
right?
She's your coworker. She was very secure in sending you flowers.
Right, but she could have told me, like, even like a half an hour after it, like,
maybe she liked to see you squirm.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that's actually the case.
Yeah. I'm sorry it wasn't George Clooney, or I don't know who the hot people out there. Who's the
right.
Who's the guy who just got engaged to Sofia Vergara? Who's that guy?
Oh, I forget.
He's a hottie.
Okay, I believe
yeah.
it. But anyway. I also got flowers from my crazy aunt, which was nice, and I had bought myself flowers the other day. So I'm just full of flowers, which is exciting. I love flowers, don't get me wrong, but, you know. I would advise against sending flowers. It's a little weird.
Yes, but look on the bright side, cat lady. It wasn't like a heart with a nail through it or something that you got.
Well, half of me wonders if they were poisoned.
Yeah. Cool. So, well, happy birthday,
yeah.
Cat lady. Happy 30th
Aww.
Birthday.
Shut up.
It
Thank
happens.
You.
Hey, you know, you can look and frown upon it, and believe me, I get it. Or you can think there's a lot of people who don't even get to 30. I'm
right.
pretty lucky.
No. Over. No. I'm actually very excited for my 30s. I think it's gonna be amazing. I've got some background projects that I'm very excited about, and I have a feeling this is gonna be a really good decade. So I'm actually quite excited. It's just a scary number, and I'll get over that.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
I'll be 40.
Yeah, you hope. I read an article the other week that scientists were doing a study looking into what is the most, I don't want to say productive, but like the best decade. And from all their interviews and stuff like that, they determined that your 30s are really your best decade because for many people, of course, not everybody, your 30s has a little bit more financial stability. you're just kind of a little bit more comfortable in your skin and kind of have a handle on the world, so to speak. But more importantly, 30s, you're not, for most people, again, you're not having like major health problems and stuff like that.
Right, right. And I think we talked about that one of the last times.
So really, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
My buddy at Meg Grupa, she tweeted in that my coworker shouldn't have sent flowers with a mystery note. It was a biatch move, in my honest opinion. She knows you and that you would ponder.
Is that what IMHO stands for?
Yeah, in my honest opinion.
I thought it was in my humble opinion.
Oh, it could be.
All right.
Whatever. Either way.
We'll get to the bottom of this tonight on the Minutia Podcast,
yes.
Hosted by soon-to-be Cat Lady and at @_dude79.
Oh. Yeah, no, there's some background story there that I don't know because I'm not this person, but I think part of her enjoyment was watching me be frustrated. So it's quite possible.
Hell yeah, that sounds like something I'd do, you know? Like, oh man, one of our coworkers or something like that. Let's buy like some like a hot thong and send it UPS in a box with a sexy
That's
note.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
And watch him like jumping around all day, all excited, like, oh, I don't know who sent this to me, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, Aiden, the other thing I wanted to talk about, one, aside from pimp out that at Meg Grupa is going to be on my other podcast this upcoming week. Sometime actually, I want to have you on the panel on that show. You, of course, would have to do a call-in, but what do you say on that?
What time do you record that show?
It varies. Sometimes at 10 in the morning on Mondays, other times at like 11:45 Central. I could make it work. I could rearrange stuff for you.
That's like smack dab in my work day.
Well, of course.
Same with me. No, I know, but it's in the same building as you, you know? What if... I'm sorry. I love how you said... I love how your coworkers call you Cat Lady by in your story. But anyway... we could do it like on a Thursday. I could do a Thursday. Usually.
Yeah, I can make that work. So Meg Grupa is going to be on that podcast next week and be on the panel. But last week, or by last week, I mean 2 frickin' days ago. God, today was the day that lasted all week. We got in a question, and I know you and I briefly talked about this before, but I kind of want to hear what our Twitter listeners think as well. We got a question in from someone who I have named Big Stupid Jerk Face, and I did get the actual question for you. He or she, Big Stupid Jerk Face, sent in, how soon is too soon to break up with someone after the holidays? I don't want to make it seem like I was just in it for the gifts and a New Year's kiss, but I know part of me just didn't want to be alone. And I'm certain that it's a guy, and Andrew is certain that it was a girl, and from what I'm gauging based on our interaction on Twitter and Facebook is that all the guys think it's a girl, and all the girls think it's a guy. What are your thoughts?
Can you read it again, please?
Yes. How soon is too soon to break up with someone after the holidays? I don't want to make it seem like I was just in it for the gifts and a New Year's kiss, but I know part of me just didn't want to be alone.
Oh, man. See, all we have to go off of, we don't have a screen name, or you're keeping that hidden. Do you have a screen name?
Nope. I didn't get a name or an alias, so I gave the alias of Big Stupid Jerk Face.
Oh, that's right.
Because that angered me.
The last sentence about not being alone, like, that just sounds like more of a girl thing than a guy thing.
See, and I disagree.
In other words,
I think.
No, I think guys can be alone better than girls can on the holidays. So I think it's
disagree.
I think it's a girl thing. I think it's a girl. I think big fat stupid jerk face is a girl.
Oh, big stupid jerk face is big fat stupid jerk face.
Whatever. It's a mouthful, yeah. Yeah. We're going to have this broad committing suicide by the end of the night. We're going to call her so many big, fat, stupid, jerk names.
See, and I think it's a guy. And actually, Andrew had posed that question to his Facebook following, and I'm going to pull it up real quick here because he had a very interesting response from a female, again, who thinks it's a male. Vamp a second while I pull this up. Would you?
Yeah, so, you know, Cat Lady got flowers for her birthday. I think what I'm getting
okay,
for Cat Lady's... Oh, there you go. Another vamp brought to you by a dude.
Yeah. Okay, so she wrote, because he said, is big stupid jerk face a male or a female? And she said, a male, definitely. While you may think this is a girl move, I'm looking at it from the point of view that even if big dumb jerk face doesn't care about the holidays or gifts, that he wouldn't want to ruin the holidays for his girlfriend by dumping her. Not because he cares so much, but because he thinks he's doing her a favor and softening the blow. It's the sort of arrogant male thing to do because he's a legend in his own mind. Also, he may be thinking that he might get a little extra lucky with her that one last time because people tend to feel especially generous and amorous around the holidays. And then she said the reason that I don't think this is a woman that is that if a woman even thinks to do this, she's not going to ask for advice about it. This is something that you see high maintenance women do. They wait for good gifts, then dump the dude. They've been plotting it since the summer. She's not worried about etiquette.
Well, I disagree with this lady who, man, she really laid it on thick, didn't she? My goodness. What are some things that girls don't want to be called? Like, obviously, sluts and stuff like that. But a gold digger is a very – not a good thing to be known as. And I think the big, fat, stupid jerk face wrote that when is it, you know, when is it okay to break up without seeming like you were just in it for the gifts?
Right.
So,
but, I mean – so, I mean, if my answer was, okay, well, I would wait a month, so that puts you to the end of January, which means Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away, so you're in the same situation again. Like, do you really want to be alone on Valentine's Day if you didn't want to be alone on Christmas?
Yeah, well, that's not our problem, so thank goodness it's not our problem, but... You know what, though? You can play those games any way you want it, you know? And you're right about Valentine's Day coming up. And then after that, it's something else. And then it's, oh, but it's their birthday is coming up. There's always going
right, there's
to
always
be
something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like, oh, I'll do it on the leap year. That's the perfect day to do it. You know, it's like... It won't come back again for 4 years, you know.
Right, but, that date won't haunt him or her.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's going to suck
no matter
what. I don't
know. We requested via the podcast that Big Stupid Jerk Face email again and disclose their gender, but I haven't got anything yet. But it's still early in the week, so we'll
and who,
see.
who, whatever gender Big Fat Stupid Jerk Face is, I'll tell you, the other side's going to be really nasty and like, see, I told you so. All you guys are such scumbag assholes. So you almost don't want to know. It could be a war of the sexes. It'd be crazy.
Right, right. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Do you have any dating news or anything exciting?
Dating news? I'm in a relationship. Dating
no.
news. Oh, nice. Like for other people.
Yes.
For all you suckers who aren't in a relationship. I'm sorry. I have no dating news
no,
at all. I'm still kind of coming out of post-holiday malaise or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
It's terrible.
It's finally going to calm down because it's always Christmas Eve, which also happens to be my father's birthday. And then it's Christmas Day, and then New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then a week later is my birthday, and it's just a maddening time. I'm glad it's going to calm down. Whew.
Yeah, and I thought we were going to do the other website, and it's just all kind of weird tonight. I'm just all kind of thrown off the bar. It's weird.
Well, let's plan to meet here same time, possibly different place next week.
Possibly different place. Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's my turn to host. So we'll do something fun, of course. It'll involve the word poon, undoubtedly.
You've been so good, and you haven't said that in so long. Why today?
This is my bouquet to you. It's to make to see you squirm.
You a-hole. Well, I got to go. I got to call a cute boy back.
Oh, well, you've got some dating stories. What's going on in your love life?
No, well, nothing. I got flowers from a girl today, so.
Yeah.
That I'm not dating.
Well, you go call that cute boy, and we'll be back next week. We'll know what website we're on and where we're podcasting from. And, of course, I'll have all sorts of exciting news, dating news, of course.
All right. Well, see you next week, A dude. I love you.
See you next. Love you too, cat lady. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Bye.